Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew. My guest for this part of The Public File program is Sergeant Raul Gonzalez. He is the Public Information Unit Coordinator for the California Highway Patrol, the Golden Gate Division. Good morning, Sergeant, and thank you for taking the time.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Kat. Thank you for having me on. Very excited to be here.
And we're talking about recruiting for the California Highway Patrol. Talk about what's going on and their active recruitment program that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely looking to recruit excellent members to become members of the California Highway Patrol. We say the CHP is the finest law enforcement agency in the country, if not the world over, and we're looking for excellent individuals to come and fill our ranks and wear that tan uniform.
Hmm. So let's start with you. What drew you to a career with the California Highway Patrol? How long have you been there? And tell me your story.
Well, I joined the CHP in 2008. Let me, if you don't mind, Kat, I'm going to give a quick shout out to all members of the law enforcement community.
Do it.
All first responders. I just thank them for what they do day in and day out. You know, they sacrifice so much, and I think they just deserve all the recognition from those they serve. So let's start there. What drew me to a career with the CHP? Well, I was a eldest child of an immigrant family. My mom immigrated to Los Angeles in the early 80s, and I became the firstborn American there in our family. And just I was raised very pro-America. You know, the 4th of July happens to be my favorite holiday to this day. We're very patriotic. My family instilled that in me from a young age. And that patriotism just led me to want to join our military. And right out of high school, I joined the United States Marines. You know, I wanted to be part of the best. And I ended up serving with the Marines from 99 to 07 and had the honor of serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom as well.
Wow.
In 2003. Just a very structured military background. You know, that structure, that camaraderie that I experienced in the Marine Corps, that really led me to a career in law enforcement. But also, I just wanted to continue giving back to our communities, you know. So right around 05, 06, I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, and I started looking at a career in law enforcement, and I was living in Fresno County at the time. So I actually joined a police academy down in Fresno, and that led me to getting hired by the Fresno Police Department. And I worked out there with two separate PDs in Fresno County for a total of about 3 years. And, you know, while I was serving there, I loved it, but I knew I wanted to join the patrol. And I happened to have a friend who was a CHP officer in Fresno County, and he met with me one day and talked to me all about, you know, why I should join the finest law enforcement agency in the country. He mentioned, you know, the great salary and medical benefits for me and for my family, and just this more robust retirement. Of course, he always reminded me of the opportunity to work just throughout the entire state of California with great stability. You know, and like I said, just like the Marine Corps, I always knew I wanted to be a part of the best. And so that appeal just led me to apply for the CHP back in July 2008.
Wow.
And, I joined the academy, the CHP Academy in Sacramento. And aside from joining the Marine Corps, I think that's just, to this date, the best career move I ever made.
Well, with all due respect, Sergeant, you were talking about the salary and the benefits and the retirement. There is not enough in any one of those buckets for me to do what you do, to pull over a car and not know what the situation is. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, it takes a special person. I'm saying that I could not do it. I would be under the dashboard catatonic.
It is a little, especially nowadays, obviously, you always have to be kind of on guard, but we still want to always, you know, be respectful to our community. And, you know, we don't want to be rigid and intense every time we go up to a call. So the Academy provides us with great training and, you know, experiences from the past and what officers go through. And we learn to handle their, we're given the tools to handle all traffic stops appropriately and just with the utmost respect for our community members.
So how is the California Highway Patrol different than the police department and the sheriff's department? I think there are people don't necessarily know that they are different entities when, of course, they are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I mentioned, I worked for two different PDs down in Fresno, and just from personal experience, I think I'm well-suited to kind of tell about the differences in various law enforcement agencies. And so, you know, people say the THP while you're only on the freeway. Well, it's not true whatsoever. So, I mean, I can tell you from my experience with the PDs, you know, we all have the same common goals of safety, service, and security to those we serve. But the PDs, when I was involved in working for the in Fresno County, we were investigating such crimes as domestic violence incidents, or thefts and homicides and assaults. I also dealt with juvenile delinquency type of incidents, just inner city type of investigations, and then just to name a few. But when I came onto the CHP, of course, our focus kind of shifts a little bit to more traffic oriented situations and DUI. Our goal is to lower the mileage death rate. It's a statistic we keep, you know, throughout the state that we always try to improve and to lessen lives being lost on our highways. And so, yeah, because of the MDR and our goal to always improve safety, that is the reason we handle traffic incidents throughout all highways. And, you know, the CHP, though, we're not limited to working only on the highways. We patrol what we like to call, you know, all roads and all codes. We patrol every location that a city or a sheriff's department would, and then some, you know, to include the freeways. And so, but in addition to all that, we have several specialized positions. You know, you can work road patrol, like me, for example. When I began with the CHP, I started in Los Angeles, transferred up to Oakhurst in Madera County. Then I worked over at Fresno Highway Patrol, then Madera Highway Patrol. I also had an opportunity to work as a academy instructor in West Sacramento.
Wow.
Yeah, at the academy. And then you can promote, of course, you can also promote. And of course, now, as you know, you can even be a member of a public information unit coordinator, a supervisor like I am now, you know, and CHP officers can also become SWAT team members. I mean, there's bicycle patrol, canine, and you can work in an air operations unit with fixed wing or helicopters, you know, commercial investigations, narcotics. Our multi-accident investigation team, they're specialists in investigating collisions. Of course, the infamous CHIPS from the TV show.
I was waiting for that, yes. I was waiting to hear that.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like radio where people don't realize there are so many options within this title of California Highway Patrol, so many different types of careers, right?
Absolutely. They're just limitless. And the best thing is that they are statewide. You know, we're not limited to one city or county jurisdiction. You can operate with the CHP anywhere in the state.
Cool.
The best thing, I think, about our department.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Sergeant Raul Gonzalez. He's a Public Information Unit Coordinator for the California Highway Patrol Golden Gate Division. What are some of the characteristics that you look for in someone who's applying? And then we'll talk about the application process. But if someone's interested in joining the California Highway Patrol, what are you folks looking for?
Well, great character, first and foremost. We look for folks who have lived a life of, you know, that have been responsible, that have always done well at work. Someone who's not shown up late, not had incidents of lying to their supervisors. We just want someone who is overall mature and who has shown growth. And that, you know, our background investigators will evaluate all our applicants.
Right.
And we just look for, you know, an overall great character in a person. That's what we're looking for.
And how long is the application process from the time someone says, I think I want to join the California Highway Patrol? What's the procedure and how long do things take before maybe they're at the academy?
So the process can take, I mean, it varies, but on average between 12 and 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few steps that an officer or that an applicant will have to go through. It begins with the physical abilities test. From there, if they're successful, they go on to a written exam, followed by that background investigation that I mentioned. If they continue to be successful, they go on to a medical eval and then a psychological exam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just varies. Like I said, for me, it took about 6 to 7 months, but it could take up to 18 months.
Right.
But I was already a law enforcement officer when I applied to the CHP, and I had all my documents and everything in order. So again, it varies. But yeah, we are definitely looking for applicants with the highest level of maturity, integrity, and great character.
So what happens if someone got some tickets way back when, or maybe has a juvenile record? What are some of the things? I mean, you know, sometimes you do stupid things, but then you kind of turn things around and you want to be in law enforcement. What are some common disqualifications that are, I guess, deal breakers?
You know, it happens. I didn't have the best background myself. I might have had a few speeding tickets back in my day, but that doesn't disqualify you automatically. I mean, it's just me taking overall, you know, look at our applicants, and our background investigators do a great job.
Uh-huh.
They definitely get in depth with, they look into an applicant's background and talk to family and friends everywhere. The automatic disqualifications, you can't have any felony convictions, of course. If you don't have a high school diploma or a GED, you can't qualify. You also have to be a U.S. citizen by the time you arrive at the academy, and you have to be between the ages of 20 and 35. So just those are just bare minimum qualifications to apply to the CHP. Now, maybe the top three areas, if you meet those minimum qualifications that would disqualify you, is just past drug usage or the recency of it. Like I mentioned earlier, omitting information or lying to your background investigator will disqualify you potentially. And maybe just, if I had to give a third, maybe just a like impulse control,
mm-hmm.
or someone who has engaged in, you know, thrill-seeking or risky behavior that's not the fitting of a law enforcement officer. So those are basic qualifications and top three maybe disqualifications. But again, we just look for someone with great maturity and who's shown growth in their life. So a speeding ticket won't get you disqualified.
Good stuff. So talk about the academy. What is that like? I will never see the inside of a police academy, but what's it like? What's the best part, the hardest part? How long does it take? I think people would be fascinated by all things police academy. What's the experience like?
So the academy, first of all, for those who aren't aware, there's only one in the entire state for the CHP. It's in West Sacramento, so every single officer that you see working the roads has had to train at our CHP Academy in Sacramento, and that's what we enjoy. So I also had the privilege of being what we call a staff officer, which is an equivalent to a drill instructor in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And when I served in the staff office, you know, I had the opportunity to help train, help cadets along the way. And it's a six-month-long academy. It's a live-in academy. One of only two in the country that require cadets to live and train there. And it's a Monday through Friday type of training, and you get to go home on the weekends. It's very strenuous. It definitely is a stressful academy, but there, you know, it's the best in the country for a reason. We have excellent instructors there, great training that we provide. I can't say enough,
mm-hmm.
having been there myself, just how proud I am of the training that we provide our cadets to prepare them for working the highway and serving our communities. So it's definitely academically challenging as well. It's equivalent of about a two-year associate's degree, which is given to you in 6 months. You know, it's very nonstop there. And then we train cadets basically to be be NASCAR drivers, you know, a little bit of an exaggeration, but our emergency vehicle operations course, we have to train officers to handle a patrol car in at very high speeds, and that is one of the more exciting parts of the academy, and of course also the shooting range. I can't mention enough the quality that we of training that we give cadets, and you know, I also mentioned scenarios. We put on great scenarios that will put them in a real life situation out on the streets, and so overall, cadets are given excellent training that you may not find at other post-certified academies in the state of California.
Is there a number one reason cadets aren't successful at the academy? Because not everybody makes it.
Yeah, so I think with my experience in talking to cadets while I was training there, I think they end up realizing the CHP and law enforcement in general can be a very stressful job. We're required to make just split-second decisions, and those decisions can affect your life and the lives of others. And you know, we ensure that cadets are made aware of that reality while training there. And you know, upon realizing that, some of them might say, "Hey, this career might just not be for me." And I had several cadets come to me, and I was grateful that they made the decision not to continue on while they were training, and did something else. It's just the reality of the career in law enforcement can deter some cadets from continuing on. But aside from that, I think just the academics, like I mentioned earlier, are very strenuous. We also have cadets that aren't successful at learning everything they need to learn with EVOC, the training for driving.
Mm-hmm.
There is quite a few things that cadets struggle with, but those are the top ones.
So the CHP is hiring, and they're looking for people to join the California Highway Patrol. When someone graduates from the academy, does a cadet get to pick where they want to work upon graduation, or are they told where they're going to be working?
Well, yeah, to a point, Kat. So the way it works is that toward the end of the academy, the trainees, the cadets, are given a wish list of positions that are available throughout
cool.
the state. Yeah, and the cadets get to rank from those positions which they prefer from 1 to 50. And selections are then made based on several factors. One of them could be, you know, if they experience a hardship while they're training at the academy and they need to work at a certain office, they can request that. Also, if they own or lease a home within 70 miles of an available CHP office, they can request to work there. But overall, it's really based on your class rank. On it's a merit-based solution now that they've established. And basically, they take your scores from your written exams, your physical training, and your shooting scores, combine it all, and then that will give you your seniority in the class, and it determines your badge number. And the higher your badge number and the higher your scores overall will allow you to pick first, you know, ahead of the other cadets.
Interesting.
And mainly, I mean, we're sent to areas of higher necessity like LA and the Bay Area, but we have cadets going all around the state, wherever there are positions. I personally went to Los Angeles, where I grew up, right out of the academy, and I really enjoyed that. The best part is that, you know, once you are successful in completing the academy, it's somewhat different than a PD, is that you're guaranteed a job and you get to go start patrolling and earning your pay and benefits for your family.
Can applicants continue college education as an officer, or does the schedule just not allow that?
Well, give you some personal experience about education from my own college education. So, yes, you absolutely can continue on in school. And, first of all, many people don't realize that high school diploma or GED is just the minimum requirement to apply to the CHP. But having an AA or a bachelor's degree can help you to get a 2.5 to a 5% pay increase.
Oh.
So that helps right away. Uh-huh. When I joined the CHP, I had an associate's degree. But it's always been a lifelong goal for me to continue on in my education. You know, I have a son. I wanted to be a good role model for my son. So I've been working full-time as a CHP officer since 2008, you know, trying to be super dad. I enrolled back into school and earned my bachelor's degree from Cal State Fresno.
That's awesome.
I loved it. Great decision. Believe it or not, in 2018, I was still working full-time in CHP Fresno, and I decided to get into graduate school. In my spare time, of course. I was accepted to USC, the University of Southern California.
Wow.
I became a Trojan. And that was my lifelong goal to join USC. And so just dream come true. But it is possible. As far as USC, if I can talk on that, people don't realize that they have a campus in L.A., but also a satellite campus in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to go to classes at both campuses. And so, you know, it is difficult with working full-time as an officer. It's, you know, having to work overtime, but it is possible. You just have to really have the drive to succeed. You know, and now I'm excited to say, Kat, just very, very next month here, I'm going to be graduating with my 2-year master's in public administration from the University of Southern California. my wife is very proud of me, and she wants me to go on and get a doctorate, but I'm telling her that I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know, something like Dr. Sergeant Gonzalez. I think you have enough titles. You got enough going on. So we've got a few more minutes. What is the procedure if someone's interested in kind of having a look to see what the California Highway Patrol could offer as a career to them?
Well, I'm going to refer applicants to please check out our website. We have a brand new website up and running, chpmadeformore.com.
Mm-hmm.
And please check out the website. It offers all the information that you need. So it will include information on what the physical agility test requires, how many push-ups and sit-ups. You know, you can find all that information there. You can check out chpcareers.com as well. And on those two websites, for those who want to be officers, but also if anyone's interested in a career with dispatch or mm-hmm. if they want to become a commercial vehicle inspector, not necessarily, you know, earn a badge, but there are many other opportunities. And for our youngsters out there who want to look into our Explorer program, that information is on the websites as well. You know, you can start off at a young age and train in law enforcement up to 20 years old until you can join our academy, and always a great resource as well. So, yeah, please check out chpmadeformore.com to get more information, and that'll get you started.
And real quickly, what do you love best about your job?
Oh, just serving our communities, Kat. It's I made it my goal, you know, after being treated so well here and being the first American in my family, like I said, that I always wanted to give back. And that's the reason I joined the Marines. That's the reason I became a CHP officer and now promoted to sergeant. I just want to continue to give back and serve our communities. And that's what I enjoy, that I'm able to do that with the CHP.
The website, one more time, please, Sergeant Gonzalez.
One more time, it's chpmadeformore.com.
Sergeant Raul Gonzalez, with his master's degree and everything else, public information unit coordinator, California Highway Patrol, thank you for all the service you have offered our country from the beginning of your career right on through what you do now. Thanks for your time, and be safe, please.
Thank you so much, Kat, for having me on. You enjoy your day. Take care, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.